From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Sunday, July 18th, 2021. Happy birthday to you, 43 countries, 50 states, listening to your daily Tough Love Kvetchathon here from San Francisco's Kami 4NIA. Here is the weather report. It's currently 64 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny and breezy. Today's show is going to be short. This is a micro podcast anyway. A micro podcast is a show that is under 12 minutes, and typically the show is under 12 minutes. Well, San Francisco is quite dystopian. If you didn't know, you do. Over 500 episodes demystifying the whole ball of corrupted, fake liberal, fake progressive wax. Living in current San Francisco is like living in an episode of The Twilight Zone. And if you are one of those people that says, why don't you move? You are emotionally unintelligent. You are cold-hearted. In fact, I've called people out that I know that say that. And some people that I know have known for over 30 years. Some I am not talking to because they say that. Now, when you say that to somebody, everybody's particulars are different. To be so callous and emotionally unintelligent and cold to speak to someone. One, are you sponsoring somebody's move? Are you doing all the legwork of finding a new place and everything it takes to move? Are you doing all that work for somebody? If not, then mind your own business and support people in a positive way. Say, oh my God, that must be a challenge for you. Or wow, you know, what can I do to help? When people just say, why don't you move? When you rightfully kvetch about living in a Twilight Zone city like San Francisco, well, you just are a cold-hearted freak. And my favorite neighbor told me today, he said his part-time job is looking for a new home. So that's serious. He and I have been talking about this before. He and I won't go into some details. I mean, this man is very sweet, very protective, emotionally intelligent. He's the unofficial building manager. He's one of the unofficial neighborhood block captains. In fact, I'd say he probably is the neighborhood block captain. We've been neighbors for over 15 years. He knew my late husband, and I'm sad he told me that. When he told me that today, I just put my head down.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
I'm going to miss him very much. He's still here, but I know he's serious, and I know he will be gone before I'm gone. Another friend I've known for over 30 years, she and her partner, he's selling his place, and they are looking for a place out of San Francisco. This is a place in flux. The corrupt con artist City Hall, they are getting exactly what they want. It's primarily a hostile living environment. It is very beautiful. You have to always say San Francisco is a beautiful S-hole. It's a beautiful S-hole. So this woman who was born in San Francisco, she's looking to get out too. I know a lot of people that are happy to stay here. Some aren't paying any rent. Some live with their parents. I'm not knocking that. I would love to be living with my mother. Me and her got along great. If I was living with my mother, not paying any rent, I'd have a different viewpoint. People have their different perspectives about what's going on and what their living environment is.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
And my friend, who is a San Francisco homie, for her to say she wants to get out, I'm like, wow. She lives in the Mission. And my neighbor, he works for the city. So he says he's committed to staying in San Francisco, but he's looking to get the hell out of this district. But it's not easy. I know a lot of people that are looking at different neighborhoods in San Francisco. It's hard because you go and you see a nice place, and then you walk around or drive around the neighborhood. There are encampments. Encampments equal crime. Those of you who lack the emotional intelligence and empathy to put yourself in the shoes of people impacted by encampments, I'll just break it down very quickly. Encampments are drug and crime nests. If you actually believe that there are kind, sweet, sober people living in a tent, I don't know what to tell you because you don't know what you're talking about. That's like a fantasy you have in your mind. You cannot be sober living on the street because it's dehumanizing. There are rats, there are mice, there are those big, gigantic cockroaches. Besides the fact that a lot of people are, their pillow is a piece of cardboard. They get pinched nerves by sitting on the concrete. They have a lot of health problems. It's completely dehumanizing. But the fact is, when you have that sort of element in your district, that's not a district that you should really be moving into. So, you know, thank heavens for tender mercies that the city is so bad. It's going to take my neighbor a while to find a place that is peaceful and nice for him and his partner to move into. So yeah, I keep it real. I own my femininity. I own my feelings. I'm sad that my neighbor, my best neighbor, sweet guy, is going to be getting the heck up out of here. Well, everybody, that's the show today. Thank you for listening. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn. Yeah, I'm sad. I own that.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Damn Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodamn.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.
This is sexist, womanist, bohemian excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Dee Dee LaFrac.